Ministry of Education, Culture, Sport, and Youth. Secondary Education. Class A, Lyceum. End of Term Examination, December 2019. Part 1. Listening Skills. You will hear two different recordings. You will hear each recording twice. Recording 1. You will hear a conversation between a man and his wife. Listen, and do task 1. You have 1 minute to go through the sentences. First listening.
Honey, the basketball game's about to start. And could you bring some chips and a bowl of ice cream? And a slice of pizza from the fridge?
Anything else?
Nope, that's all for now. Hey, hon, you know, they're organizing a company basketball team. And I'm thinking about joining. What do you think? What do you mean, I was the star player in high school.
Yeah, 25 years ago. Look, I just don't want you having a heart attack running up and down the court.
So what are you suggesting? Should I just abandon the idea? I'm not that out of shape.
Well, you ought to at least have a physical before you begin. I mean, it has been at least 5 years since you played at all.
Well, okay, but...
And you need to watch your diet and cut back on the fatty foods like ice cream. And you should try eating more fresh fruits and vegetables.
Yeah, you're probably right.
And you should take up a little weight training to strengthen your muscles, or perhaps try cycling to build up your cardiovascular system. Oh, and you need to go to bed early instead of watching TV half the night.
Hey, you're starting to sound like my personal fitness instructor.
Nah, I just love you and I want you to be around for a long, long time.
Do task 1. You have 1 minute. Second listening.
Honey, the basketball game's about to start. And could you bring some chips and a bowl of ice cream? And a slice of pizza from the fridge?
Anything else?
Nope, that's all for now. Hey, hon, you know, they're organizing a company basketball team. And I'm thinking about joining. What do you think? What do you mean? I was the star player in high school.
Yeah, 25 years ago. Look, I just don't want you having a heart attack running up and down the court.
So what are you suggesting? Should I just abandon the idea? I'm not that out of shape.
Well, you ought to at least have a physical before you begin. I mean, it has been at least 5 years since you played at all.
Well, okay, but...
And you need to watch your diet and cut back on the fatty foods like ice cream. And you should try eating more fresh fruits and vegetables.
Yeah, you're probably right.
And you should take up a little weight training to strengthen your muscles, or perhaps try cycling to build up your cardiovascular system. Oh, and you need to go to bed early instead of watching TV half the night.
Hey, you're starting to sound like my personal fitness instructor.
Nah, I just love you and I want you to be around for a long, long time.
You have 1 minute to check your answers to task one. Recording 2. You will hear a broadcast about positive thinking. Listen, and do task 2. You have 1 minute to go through the text. First listening.
Positive thinkers are more likely to live longer than negative thinkers. This is according to a combination of studies conducted by the Boston University School of Medicine into the health of people in the USA. Researchers looked at data on the health of 70,000 female nurses and 1,500 male military veterans. They discovered that people who were optimists, people who thought positively, were more likely to live to the age of 85. They said people who were more pessimistic, those who thought negatively, were 11 to 15% less likely to live to that age. The researchers believed that optimists, positive thinkers, found it easier to manage stress than pessimists, negative thinkers. Participants in the two studies answered questions in a survey. The questions assessed their levels of optimism. The surveys matched these levels with the participants' overall level of health. They were also asked about their levels of exercise, their diets, as well as how much they smoked and drank. Professor Louina Lee said, "Our findings speak to the possibility that raising levels of optimism may promote longevity and healthy aging." She had some advice for pessimists who might want to live longer. The advice was to imagine a future in which everything has turned out well. She urged people to increase levels of optimism. She said it was healthier for people to look on the bright side of life. This is Cynthia Hitz reporting from Pennsylvania in the United States.
Do task 2. You have 1 minute. Second listening.
Positive thinkers are more likely to live longer than negative thinkers. This is according to a combination of studies conducted by the Boston University School of Medicine into the health of people in the USA. Researchers looked at data on the health of 70,000 female nurses and 1,500 male military veterans. They discovered that people who were optimists, people who thought positively, were more likely to live to the age of 85. They said people who were more pessimistic, those who thought negatively, were 11 to 15% less likely to live to that age. The researchers believe that optimists, positive thinkers, found it easier to manage stress than pessimists, negative thinkers. Participants in the two studies answered questions in a survey. The questions assessed their levels of optimism. The surveys matched these levels with the participants' overall level of health. They were also asked about their levels of exercise, their diets, as well as how much they smoked and drank. Professor Louina Lee said, "Our findings speak to the possibility that raising levels of optimism may promote longevity and healthy aging." She had some advice for pessimists who might want to live longer. The advice was to imagine a future in which everything has turned out well. She urged people to increase levels of optimism. She said it was healthier for people to look on the bright side of life. This is Cynthia Hitz reporting from Pennsylvania in the United States.
You have 1 minute to check your answers to task two. This is the end of the listening part of the examination. Please, put your pens down.